It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. It's hard to believe, but we are heading into the holiday season. And to get you in the spirit of the holidays and of traveling and going to grandma's house or other exotic locations is our travel contributor, Elaine LaBalme, who tweets about food and travel under the Twitter handle New Girl in Town. She's here to recommend some cities to visit that are dressed in holiday style. And you are dressed in holiday style, Elaine. Welcome back. How are you?
Well, sort of. I'm rocking the down vest here because it's cold outside, baby.
It is, but it's supposed to warm up. We're going to have all sorts of weird temperature swings and climate changes, you know, from hot to cold and back again.
You are absolutely right. The good news is that it still lends itself to being outdoors, and I think that's one of the best things during the holidays. Get out there and, hey, it's wonderfully sunny out today, so it's cold.
It is, but I bring that up not necessarily to give a weather report, but to say that one of the things about traveling is to prepare for the weather. Now some people bring like 7 or 8 suitcases along, and why burden yourself? Except that some people, I guess, really want to be prepared for whatever comes, and basically whatever is what's coming.
Well, true that, but you raise a very good point, because packing to travel during the summer season is quite different than the winter season, but I think you really need to pare it down. And in this day and age, when it's such a fight to get your bag on an airline
and
you're paying for it, absolutely. You really got to have those kinds of pieces that can serve multiple purposes. And I mean, we in our family, we limit ourselves to one bag each. We just make it work, and then you carry the coat with you. Now, you're talking to the person who went to Montreal and Quebec City last holiday season, and you know that was pretty cold up there, but we still limited ourselves to one bag each, and then the carry-on has, you know, either you decide, do you want to bring your laptop, do you want to bring a pad, you know, tablet, so there are ways to do it, and it really is important. So you raise a good point.
That is the way to go. That's perfect advice right there.
Yep.
We could wrap up the segment if we want. But we're not
Lots of good stuff to talk
There's
about.
There's much more to talk about. New Girl, you're sending us to some pretty big cities over the holiday season. Will they or won't they be crowded?
Well, you know, yes and no. And it depends on the big city and just how big it is. I mean, we're going to talk about Chicago and New York City, and those are big cities, and there are going to be a number of people there. But there's a lot more room in those big cities, too. There are some big but not quite as big cities. You're thinking of a Philadelphia or of a Washington, D.C., say, that will not be as crowded. And the neat thing is, at this time of year, there's not a lot of business travel. It really tapers off. So you're going to get some very good deals on hotels, especially if you're willing to travel, you know, say on Thanksgiving or Christmas Day or the day before or the 2 days after. I mean, it's going to be wide open. I checked rates recently, and in some of the big cities, some terrific hotels are about half of what you generally pay during the week or on a weekend, say in the summer or fall. So great deals to be had, but book now, not just because I'm telling you, but because a lot of people are hep to it.
And you find those deals where?
Oh, I mean, just you can go. I usually start at hotels.com just as a baseline, and then you actually go to the website of the hotel. You can usually get a little bit cheaper there. Don't hesitate to put in your AAA discount or, you know, AARP, what have you. That's usually good for another 10-15% off of their best rate. So, yeah, there are ways to bring it down and make it very affordable.
And the good news with your Fab Five list is that all of the cities are actually within a day's drive of Pittsburgh. All these cities you're going to send us to, and in many cases, half a day.
Mm-hmm.
Let's start with Baltimore, which, if nothing else, is a waterfront destination.
Now, we need to throw in that disclaimer on Baltimore, because I know we've got that Steeler-Raven thing going on, and not everybody's always, you know, thinking about Baltimore.
You can love the city and hate the team.
You got it. Okay, that's the thing.
A lot of Pittsburghers love going to Baltimore.
Yeah, and it's a fantastic city.
But we're not real fond of the Ravens. We love Edgar Allan Poe and the Raven culture, but we're the team. We're
now,
not down with that.
Speaking of Edgar Allan Poe and, you know, well-known citizens of Baltimore, born in Baltimore, did you know that Babe Ruth was born in Baltimore?
Yes.
Okay.
Was sent to reform school there.
Okay. Oh, no, that part I didn't know.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'd like to send people to his birthplace and museum, which I think is a fun thing to do. It's a terrific property, actually, in Baltimore. I did not realize that he was from there, but I just learned that recently, and that's a place I would like to visit. But in terms of those seasonal things that you're going to want to do this time of year, and I think that's the fun about going to big cities during the holidays, there's all kinds of special things to do. So a lot of them put out outdoor ice rinks this time of year, and actually there's a new one in Baltimore in McKeldin Square. So you can now skate outside. outside, you know, under the stars at night. There's another fun thing that happens over the holidays in Baltimore every year, and that's this thing they call Miracle on 34th Street. And that is that the 34th Street in the Hamden neighborhood, anybody who's been to Baltimore, this is a super funky neighborhood, galleries, you know, young people living there and whatnot. They take this one block and it just goes over the top with the inflatable snow globes and little train sets and lights out the wazoo, and it is just terrific. You got to go check that out in Hamden. You got to see the Washington Monument on Mount Vernon, which is lit up this time of year. Neat exhibit right now at the American Visionary Art Museum, AVAM as the locals know it, which is one of my favorite museums in the country, called Astonishing Visions. And among the things there is the cosmic drawings of Jimi Hendrix. And that just cracked me up. I mean, what do you think the cosmic drawings of Jimi Hendrix look like? They've got to be out of this world. I would love to see that, fan of Jimmy. Walters Art Museum, Fort McHenry, you know, Star-Spangled Banner was inspired by it. How about Jeppy's Entertainment Museum? That is a toy museum. Talk about a gem. Toys from like the 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 80s, 90s. You will not even remember that you used to play with these things until you show up at that museum. It is just an absolute gem. Eating. We got to talk about food because if not, it wouldn't be a segment.
Baltimore is a great food town.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you know, Woodbury Kitchen in the old Clipper's Mill building. That's a great place for just awesome food. Chef Spike Jurdy, he's awesome. Sotto Sopra, my favorite Italian restaurant there on Mount Vernon. There's a new Oyster House, Thames Street Oyster House in the Fells Point neighborhood. How about Fadley Seafood in the Lexington Market? That's the go-to place for crabs in Baltimore. Brewer's Art, a couple years ago, Esquire magazine named it one of the best bars in America. You got to go have a draft there. And then you rest your weary head at the Hotel Monaco near the waterfront, new property, good rates, and you're close to everything. Literally, you could walk to almost everything you'd want to do in Baltimore from that location. So there's Baltimore. Let's go.
And Baltimore is also, I was talking about it being the home. It was, you know, home base for Edgar Allan Poe.
Yeah.
And I think, didn't they used to once a year, there was a guy that would show up and leave something on, I guess it was on the date that he died.
Yeah.
Are you familiar with this ritual in Baltimore?
I don't know it.
Yeah, all right. I'll
another segment.
Another segment.
We talked about Poe not that long ago, around Halloween.
Well, yes, exactly. But, you know, you never get tired of talking about it. And every time you think of Baltimore, you think of him. Well, close by Baltimore is Washington, D.C., which could be easy on the budget thanks to free admission at a number of the Smithsonian museums.
I mean, this is just the best deal going. I think this is, 2021 Smithsonian museums, and they're all free of charge. Not that long ago, we actually discovered the U.S. Postal Museum. It's absolutely terrific. We went back the next day to see more of it. So just as an example, but what I would recommend this year is at the National Museum of American History, there is a Day of the Dead exhibit. I know the Day of the Dead is past, but the author Sandra Cisneros, one of my favorites, she has recreated basically one of her mother's rooms. It has to do with, you know, Santeria and the spirits and things like that. So that's a terrific exhibit. Another thing, you go to Air and Space Museum, they're showing the new movie Interstellar on the IMAX. How perfect is that to get to see that movie on the big IMAX screen there? I'm all over that. I can't wait to do that. A couple other smaller galleries that I like, the Sackler Gallery, Asian Art and Artifacts. That's a very lightly visited gallery of the Smithsonian Museums that people should go check out. The National Portrait Gallery always has terrific stuff near Metro Center, and they stay open till 7 o'clock at night. I think it's the Smithsonian Museum with the latest hours. They also have this terrific interior skylit courtyard. Great place to just hang out before you then head on to dinner. But a couple other things you'd want to do, you can go see A Christmas Carol at Ford's Theater. I think that would be terrific.
The Ford's Theater.
My
American cousin.
That
Abe
one.
Abe Lincoln.
That's the one. And they're doing A Christmas
John
Carol.
John Wilkes Booth.
This season. That's a terrific place. You know, it's a great place to see a performance.
Is it? Well, it's wonderful. It's a small, you know, older.
Cozy. Great venue. Oh, but it's beautiful. Yeah. It's an absolutely terrific venue. I love it. And, I'm going to mention the Capitals. Is that okay here in Pittsburgh? They've got a couple of marquee matchups that can effectively preview what the Penguins are going to be facing, I think, here very soon. They're playing the Islanders on November 28th, and they're playing the Lightning on December 13th. Actually, the Verizon Center is a really nice place to see a sporting event.
Is it any easier to get a ticket there than it is to see the Penguins at Pensall?
Probably not, but you know what? Where there's a will, there's a way.
Yeah. And a
That's what we have to do around here. Okay, a couple more museums I like. The News Museum. That is a paid ticket, but it's a terrific place to visit. The National Geographic Museum, also wonderful. They've got a food exhibit, Food, a Global Kitchen, this time of year. Okay, where are we going to eat in D.C.? We're going to go to Brasserie Beck on K Street if you want to feel like one of those high-powered lobbyists. It's actually quite good. Teaism. Still my favorite place for lunch in D.C., little tea house with wonderful small plates. And Matchbox for small pizzas. Spend the evening at the Liaison Capitol Hill Hotel. It is right near the U.S. Capitol. I stay there almost every time I go to D.C. And what I love doing is in the morning, I walk 2 blocks over to the U.S. Capitol and then run all the way down to the Lincoln Memorial and back. It's a roughly 5-mile round trip. It's a great way to start a morning in D.C.
You see all kinds of sights.
You see all kinds of sights. It's one of the best runs anywhere.
Which takes your mind off the pain of the running, which can be
not painful.
This time of year, it can be. We're talking with Elaine LaBalme. She is our travel contributor, and she tweets about food and travel under the Twitter handle New Girl in Town. All right, 3 more cities we need to hit here in the next 5 minutes or so.
We can do it.
Starting with Philadelphia. You like Philly during the holidays. And if you're a football fan, you're such a sports person. The Eagles, you're saying, have some key matchups in December.
They do. The calendar,
and they're doing
just,
well this year.
They are.
They could be heading to the Super Bowl.
Well, and you know what? You know who they're facing on December 7th? The Seahawks, reigning Super Bowl champions. Mm-hmm. The week after, they're playing the Cowboys, who are having a very good season as well. Love them or hate them. So that's pretty good. There's a great chocolate exhibit at the Academy of Natural Sciences. I actually saw this at the Field Museum in Chicago a few years ago. You're going to walk out of that thing. You're going to want to go to the nearest chocolate shop. But instead, what I suggest is you go to the Rothman Ice Rink and don't think about chocolate so much. Philadelphia Marathon this weekend, if you want to get there quickly. There's a new Philadelphia craft beer trail. Check this out. Victory, Sly Fox, Yards, the larger sort of microbreweries are all represented, and some brew pubs as well. Reading Terminal Market, the great food hall in Philly. The Amish have many food stalls there, and they just bring out the most amazing food this time of year. Think about going to the Mummers Parade on New Year's Day. My favorite restaurant in Philly is Still Park, the roast chicken dish with mashed potatoes. It's one of the best plates of food in America. I'm going to say that, and I'm going to stick to it. If you want something more casual, go to 20 Manning and spend the night at the Lowe's Hotel, recently remodeled. I was in Philly recently. It's just terrific.
The Windy City, Chicago could be pretty chilly between Thanksgiving and New Year's, and it already is, really. But you're still a fan of Chicago this time of year.
And the first thing I would do when I went to Chicago is take a walk window shopping down the Magnificent Mile, which is a huge wind tunnel. But you know what? Bring your coat, bring a scarf, bring a hat. We can do this. The tree is already lit, the Macy's Great Tree. Everything's branded these days. Millennium Park, great outdoor, large outdoor skating rink, actually, and a nice restaurant right attached to it. And they sing Christmas carols every Friday at Cloudgate. The Bean, that great silver bean sculpture that's right there in Millennium Park. That's a fun thing to do. The Art Institute of Chicago this time of year has the Thorne Miniature Rooms set up, 68 historically accurate furnished little miniatures. It's a really sweet thing to do this time of year. And then you can have your own personal sort of deep dish pizza throwdown. Lou Malnati's, Giordano's, Gino's East. I vote for Giordano's. Always my favorite.
Okay.
And consider staying at the Swiss Hotel. It's a property not far from the river. They actually have these special family rooms themed to the Shedd Aquarium, the Field Museum, and the Adler Planetarium. They're awesome.
And when it comes to holiday cheer, you have to take a big bite of the Big Apple. New York City, your favorite place to go during the holidays. What's on your list this holiday
just my
season?
Favorite city during the holidays in the whole wide world. I think the first thing you do is you check out the 9/11 Memorial and Museum. It's now open. I actually got a hard hat tour of it while it was under construction. I did see the ponds that are the reflecting pools that are at the footprints of the two towers. But the museum, it's a terrific special experience. You got to book ahead on that. So just be sure you go online and grab your ticket. But and you just do that, the classic favorites. You go skate in Rockefeller Center and you walk through – Central Park, go to the Empire State Building at Times Square. That never gets old. The city just is always dolled up during the holidays. Go to the High Line. It's completed now. That's the urban park that was created over that elevated railway near Chelsea. Stop in at the Chelsea Market. Go to Jacques Torres Chocolate, the best hot chocolate in New York City in my mind. Radio City Music Hall, the Rockettes, you can do that. You can get a backstage tour of the hall. Worth your time. Where are you going to go eat? You can go to Danielle if you want to spend all your money, or else go to Café Boulud. Brunch at Sarah Beth's Kitchen did that just a couple months ago. It was terrific. And for years when I was single and had a little more money to throw around, I would always stay at the Waldorf Astoria Hotel with my girlfriends when we went to New York City during the holidays. It's this classic, just, you know, fantastic property. It just never gets old if you want to splurge.
Sure. Why not? If you have the money, why not? But those are some reasonable ideas. And Elaine LaBalme, as always, our travel contributor with some holiday destinations. Thanks so much for being with us.
You
bet.
Good
to see you.
Thanks, Paul.
And thank you for listening to Essential Pittsburgh. If you missed any portion of today's program, you can go to our website at WESA.FM. There you'll find past segments and entire shows for your listening pleasure. Until tomorrow, I'm Paul Guggenheimer. So long for now.